Yeah, my name's Pete Corkill, and I am a safeguarding practitioner for health, and I'm also sitting on the Autism Steering Group, which was launched in 2024.
Brilliant. So, I mean, I suppose first of all, then, how is that, the steering group getting on then? How do you feel like across the island we are doing with that?
I think it's been a great thing to be part of, as part of the autism strategy. I don't think I was in it from the very start, but having launched some work we've been doing at the hospital around inclusion and better access to healthcare, one of the members invited me to be part of it. What I think is fantastic about the Autism Strategy Steering Group is the notion that we have two autistic lay members that are part of that steering group, that are absolutely integral into terms of the island developing a vision for autistic adults and children that is steered by the community itself. I think I'm very passionate about the notion of nothing about us without us, right across all areas of social care and all areas of planning on the Isle of Man. And we would be running blind if we didn't have members of the community on that steering group itself.
And obviously, a big part then for the last month has been that it's been Autism Acceptance Month. How do you feel the month went? How do you think we got on? And what sorts of things were on offer that will kind of carry on beyond the month as well?
Yeah, and I think you've hit the nail on the head there where you've said things that are going to be carrying on beyond the month of April. And whilst it's brilliant that we have this focus throughout April when it's Autism Acceptance Month, the work doesn't stop at the end of April. The work in April is our chance to sort of have a focus on it and highlight it. But the work of autism acceptance and inclusion and celebrating the difference that we have across society and across neurotypes is work that should be going on right the way throughout the year. I think the month has been great. It started really well. Those that are on the Autism Strategy Steering Group were invited to Douglas City Council with the minister, and we met the mayor. Then following on from that, we've had the launch of the Quiet Hours Initiative to get more businesses involved across the island. And people can still support that as well. Any businesses that you have across the island that are interested in having quiet hours to make it a more accessible space for neurodivergent children and adults are able to sign up to that on the government website. And what that does is quiet hours very much makes a massive difference for autistic people, those with ADHD, but also those with dementia, maybe anybody with anxiety or learning disabilities, but just anybody at all that prefers a quieter environment that while shopping, that might find it otherwise an overwhelming and an inaccessible space. So the Department of Health and Social Care is really encouraging businesses to take part in that and consider adopting quiet hours as part of like their longer term practice. And by making those really small adjustments, all of a sudden a place that might have seemed overwhelming, anxiety inducing, and inaccessible is somewhere that people can go freely, where they feel safe, where they feel welcomed. Because more than anything, by having those quiet hours, I think what those businesses are doing is saying, look, we really want you to be able to come and use this space, and we're willing to make a small adjustment needed. And that's often what all that is needed in order for autistic people to be included and welcomed into various services or various shops is just for small, reasonable adjustments to be put in place to make it feasible for them.
Yeah, it's brilliant because, like you say, that's not just something that benefits autistic people either. Like, there's a whole range of people who that, hugely benefits, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I say this within with the work that we're doing in the health service on reasonable adjustments is that it's not just to benefit those with additional needs. It's a universal service because I think if services generally are willing to adjust their normal practices, so to speak, to suit the needs of the people that are using them, that is going to benefit everybody. It's not just going to be those that are autistic or those that are with ADHD, but it's about us looking at things from a person-centered perspective, and making adjustments to make people feel comfortable.
Yeah, and you mentioned there earlier as well, like nothing about us without us. And I mean, what other sort of little things can people do out in the community to support the autistic community that maybe they themselves have raised and that we could all be a bit more aware of?
Well, I think a really good example would be the Sunflower Lanyard Scheme, which is the hidden disability scheme, which has recently been the Isle of Man government has become officially a member of. And what sunflower lanyards are a really simple yet effective measure for people to let other people know in a subtle way that they might need more time, they might need more understanding, and they might need an alteration of usual practices in order for them to be understood, seen, included, and celebrated within society and within services. So those sunflower lanyards are now available across various sites on the Isle of Man. I've just bought quite a large batch, which I'm just to let everybody know, we'll be leaving at the reception area within the hospital that people can pick some up from as well. But those reasonable adjustments, for example, the airport have been a fantastic adopter of this. And whenever we've gone away with the Special Olympics, for example, anybody wearing a sunflower lanyard doesn't have to wait in the busy queue. They're taken to one side, they're taken straight through, and all of a sudden, those that would not have been able to travel previously because of how overwhelming that they found that environment have been able to travel.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, and on that note, Ronald's Way Airport were very much part of the sort of Autism Acceptance Month, and they held their first Getting Ready for Flight event, where they kind of opened up the airport for autistic young people or autistic adults to come in and see what happens when you're then going away on an aeroplane, and kind of desensitising people, helping them prep it, helping them sort of visualise what is going to be happening for them as they approach going on a trip.
That's brilliant. That's such a brilliant thing that, you know, we all might not always think of if it's not impacting us or someone we know directly, but that's like such a fantastic initiative, isn't it? And so you, like you say, these are the sorts of things then that will be in place year round, that we'll get to kind of, you know, this month was a good highlight on all of this, but, you know, these are things that don't just go away then.
No, absolutely not. There should be things that should be happening all year round. We might launch stuff in April. We might make people more aware of it in April throughout Autism Acceptance Month. But the work does not stop here. It's something that it needs to be a continual effort from everybody to try and make things better. But also for us to continue to listen to the autistic community and to the neurodivergent community about what they need, rather than us saying, we're going to do this because we think it'll improve things for you. You know, last year, MaxCare, we had a public consultation around access to healthcare, and the work that we're now doing within the MaxCare and around the hospital site is trying to implement some of that work. We had a meeting yesterday about, we're hoping to develop video tours of the hospital to, again, similar way the Ronald's Way Airport, prepping people to go away on a flight. These videos are going to hopefully prepare people for coming into hospital, so they know when they come in, this is exactly how I would get to day procedures, this is exactly how I would get to ward two, this is exactly how I would get to maternity. So their first experience of doing that isn't when they're walking into that really noisy environment, it's actually when they're watching it on a video really calmly, so they know what to expect when they then walk in, and they know, hang on, I might need to bring my ear defenders in because the atrium might be quite echoey, and they know that I might need to wear sunglasses because the lights are particularly strong for me if that's a sensitivity that they have. But this is work that needs to be going on all year round from everybody, where we're looking at how can we best meet the needs of autistic children and adults, but also celebrate them for their achievements as well.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.